with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Jimmy Carter returned to Washington for the last time.
Today we gather to celebrate the life of a man whose works will echo for generations to come.
Vice President Kamala Harris eulogizing the late president. His casket arrived from the Carter Presidential Center and arrived at Joint Base Andrews with a motorcade following. The former president was given a 21-gun salute in Washington. Harris, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune were among those who spoke before they laid wreaths on Carter's casket. The vice president reflected on Carter's character. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Democrats are hoping to hold up confirmation of Tulsi Gabbard as President Trump's National Intelligence Director. Bob Agnew reports.
Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner told reporters after his meeting with Gabbard he still has questions about her suitability for the role. Warner hopes to continue in his role as the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, noting that the committee has yet to receive Gabbard's FBI background check and other paperwork. Warner is balking at Republican requests to start the confirmation hearings early next week. Intel Committee Chairman Republican Tom Cotton has stressed he wants to complete the hearings before Inauguration Day. Bob Agnew reporting.
The affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood in Los Angeles has long been a celebrity hideaway and magnet for those drawn to the Pacific Ocean not far from the skyline of downtown Los Angeles. A wildfire driven by powerful winds is burning through the seaside community of 23,000, where thousands were ordered to evacuate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 178 points, the Nasdaq dropped 375. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group pays some big fines.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis named Cardinal Robert McElroy of San Diego as the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He's tapping one of his most liberal allies to head the Catholic Church in the nation's capital just as President Trump is about to begin a second term. McElroy has harshly criticized the campaign by some U.S. bishops to exclude Catholic politicians who support abortion from receiving communion. This is SRN News. A Tennessee law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of its visitors was largely blocked in court.
That action came as similar laws kicked in for Florida and South Carolina and remained in effect in other states. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman on December 30th ruled that Tennessee's law would likely suppress Free Amendment speech rights of adults without actually preventing children from accessing the harmful material in question. The state attorney general's office is appealing. Some 19 states have passed similar laws. John Scott reporting.
Oregon homeowners who live in certain high-risk wildfire areas defined by the state must now meet new building and so-called defensible space codes. New construction in those areas will need to have fire-resistant features. Oregon's 2024 wildfire season burned record acreage. More details at SRNnews.com.